Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Want to get a chiseled look in the jawline? Sculpt and shape your jawline with added volume from Juvederm Volux XC. Juvederm Volux XC is an injectable gel specifically designed to be robust enough to improve moderate to severe loss of jawline definition. And it is the first and only hyaluronic acid filler approved for the jawline. Add volume to your jawline for a chiseled look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you. Visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com.
Hey, y'all. Hi. What's up? How are you today? Let's sit down. Let's sit down and talk about you. Oh, wait. This is one way, isn't it? All right. Well, in that case, let's talk about me. I have a Patreon at patreon.com/MatthewDonald. There you'll find bonus content for both my podcasts, The Ritwit and Paleobites. For the Paleobites bonus content, we discuss pop culture featuring prehistoric animals, and this month we're talking about Godzilla versus Kong. Ba 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 bum. Ba 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 ba. That's the Terminator theme. Also, I recognize that there isn't any real prehistoric animals in that movie, but look, when I say it counts, man. It's exactly what it was supposed to be, and it was everything we all dreamed it would be. Great. So we discuss all about that movie and the MonsterVerse as a whole and what could come next and how it relates to dinosaurs in some way or other. Spoiler alert, it really doesn't, but it's close enough. Link is in the description for where you can sign up to the Patreon. Thank you for your support. Have a lovely day.
Roar. Growl. Snarl. Bellow.
Welcome to Paleobites, the podcast that shoots for the Triceratops, but ends up in the Triceratops. My name's
that
Matthew.
That was good. In my opinion, that
thanks.
Was good.
My name's Matthew Dahl, and each week I and a rotating series of guest co-hosts talk about and rate a genus of prehistoric animal, be it dinosaur, mammal, arthropod, and so on. This week, I'm joined by the greatest flank player in Paladins.
Thank you. Thank you.
I love having him on my team.
Because eventually everyone dies.
Yes, and I heal everyone with my ying.
I need healing! Like Genji's in Overwatch. I need healing! I need healing! I
That's
need
me.
Healing!
I'm happy to provide the healing. Anyways, it's my nephew, Jacob Pulaski.
Thank
How are you?
I'm great, in all honesty.
It's great.
Amazing.
It's good. You get to see the studio, man.
Yeah, I actually haven't been here. The last time I was on...
Yeah, you recorded at my house. Lame.
Lame. I was sitting in a chair that didn't spin. Oh, God.
Oh, no, this chair spins.
Oh, the humanity. We got these cool microphones. Yeah.
Yes, these cool microphones.
We have this freaking TV in here.
We have a TV. I've heard this place is haunted, by the way. That
the ghost of the Pyroraptor.
That lamp turns on and off. Whenever it wants, sometimes.
Which lamb?
The one right behind you. That only did that like a long time ago. I think the ghost has finally found peace. Yeah. Hey, I can see you turning it on and off, so that doesn't count.
No, you can't. I never fake paranormal activities.
You and the ghost are teaming up. So, here's a dinosaur-related question I'm going to ask you.
Okay.
All right, so if you could take a dinosaur with you to school for whatever purpose you want, either nefarious or benign, which dinosaur would you do and why?
In my opinion, I'd take, like, a herd of Ankylosaurus. I have a reason for this.
Okay, bring a whole herd of them to stomp through the hallway.
No, I'm not going to school.
Knock over desks.
Probably hurt a few kids. No, I'm just hammer timing through the entire building so it gets demolished. So I have no school for the next, like, month or so.
Yeah.
They find the teacher's corpses in the rubble.
Oh, God. Jacob's teachers, if you're listening.
I never said anything. It was all just a joke. Hypothetical question.
Yeah, he doesn't realize it yet, but he's going to really appreciate you as he gets older anyways.
I already do.
Yeah. Bring a bunch of ankylosauruses to just flatten them.
No, I'd probably get a brontosaurus or a...
Sorry.
Yeah, one of those.
Because that's the problem
them.
With what you're talking about, the methodology of which you're using it, the dinosaur, not the act itself.
Yep, pretty much.
Anyways, speaking of, here's what I would do. I'd bring a pyroraptor.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, the pyroraptor.
And let it breathe fire over everyone.
Like a bully walks up to you. Hey, nerd, what's the little raptor doing here?
He's a pyroraptor.
It's a pyroraptor. It turns into a dragon, burns the bullies alive. I am the bully now.
That's exactly what pyroraptor did in real life.
Yep,
we're going to discuss
totally.
It here.
Totally. Anyways. Did they actually breathe fire or were they just fire resistant?
No, they actually did breathe fire.
Really?
No, they did not breathe fire.
Aw, that'd be cool. That'd be cool. Were they like...
I mean, we can't rule it out, but probably, I would assume not.
I'd expect they'd live in more heat-centric areas, like near the tropics where there's a lot of heat.
Well, I'll talk about where they live here. Okay, so it means fire thief.
Fire thief. Like Maui, when he stole fire from the gods, he's like...
Is that what he stole? I thought he just stole the life of... The heart of Tahiti.
No, he stole that too, but earlier he stole fire and shoved it into the brains of humans.
Oh, that's why we're so hot-headed. Okay.
Yes,
anyways,
yes.
Type, it's a dromaeosaurid theropod, the more accurate and more hipster name for the raptors.
Yeah, like no one cares about the rest of them. Compies, see you guys later.
A size 7 to 8 feet / 2.2 by 2.7
meters
long.
Oh, God, that's bigger than me.
It's long, not tall, but long. So
oh,
it's probably good.
So, like, so when it learns to stand up on its hind feet... I just imagine a little giant dog breathing fire.
So 44 to 55 pounds, less 20 to 25 kilograms. It was a carnivore, of course. It's a raptor.
No, of course not. It was a herbivore. It would eat them herbs.
It eats them carns instead.
It eats them carbs. It needs to absorb them carbs.
Carbs
through
the carns. Yep. And corn, anyways.
Yep.
Time, Late Cretaceous, 71 to 70 million years ago. Location, France and Spain.
I just imagine them going in to order a toasted baguette. May I please get a toasted baguette?
Excuse me, may I have a bit of a toasted baguette?
I just want a normal baguette, but please, I'll toast it myself.
I want me as ratatouille, and I'm not like the dish, but no, like an actual rat, patouilleing on my plate. And
like,
you just imagine
the rat walking up on the table. Yeah, what do you need me? Spit on my plate. Okay.
And then, thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Well,
merci.
No, yeah, pretty much.
Anyways.
Would you think they'd like pepperoni pizza?
They're not Italian, so no. Only Italians like pepperoni pizza.
Yeah, but I completely agree. I despise pepperoni, but love stuff.
I am Italian. Oh, I'm more Italian than anything else, and I don't really like pepperoni pizza, so it doesn't check out. Anyways, described in 2000, pop culture appearances. One was the main character of an episode of Dinosaur Planet. You ever heard of this? It's like a TV show from Discovery Channel a while back. Where after a huge tsunami, gets washed onto an island with dwarf versions of familiar species.
Yeah, also
kind of like Gulliver's Island, Gulliver's Travels, but with dinosaurs.
Yeah, and also it's rumored to make an appearance in the next Jurassic World, whatever it's called.
Jurassic World Dominion.
It's called Jurassic Park, then it went to Jurassic World. Okay, let me get this straight. It goes from Jurassic, it just goes to this normal theme park, to the whole world, and they fill that promise up in the in the most recent one, where they just let all the dinosaurs free. And then coming up
in 2044, Jurassic Galaxy.
Jurassic Galaxy, they send the first raptor into space. One step for dinosaurs, one giant, no, one step for...
I got what you mean.
One step for raptors,
yes.
one giant leap for dino kind.
Yes, so what, like you said, it's rumored, as of a recording, which is in March, it's rumored to be featured in the next Jurassic World, which is called Jurassic World Dominion. I love that they're using more obscure species like Sinoceratops and Nasutoceratops and giving them mainstream exposure.
Yeah, like, as we were talking about last time in Camp Cretaceous.
Yes, for the Patreon.
And the Spinoceratops or whatever it's
Spinoceratops.
I just imagine a Spinosaurus and a Triceratops. Spinoceratops, there we go.
Yes, that's how it works. Anyways.
But the Sinoceratops, whatever it's called.
Sinoceratops.
It makes an appearance in Camp
Maybe
Cretaceous.
By the time this episode comes out, we'll have confirmation whether it's in it or not. So fingers crossed.
Fingers crossed. I really want the fire-breathing lizard to come in and scorch Arizona even more. Because you see blue going into around Arizona.
Right.
Well, it's near the area. Maybe like New Mexico.
Maybe,
but you
or
see
Southern
the Mesa,
California. I don't know.
You see the mesas in the area. But basically, you see blue there. And I'm like, does she breed and make a pyroraptor? I want to burn this town alive.
Well, who does she breed with? She's the only velociraptor left.
Is she?
Yeah, I think so. Anyways, so this is something I've made very incredibly obviously clear on this show, but I'm partial to dinosaurs or other prehistoric creatures that have cool-sounding names.
Yeah.
There have been quite a few creatures on this show I've covered purely because their names sound cool to me.
Yeah.
Like Dreadnoughtus.
Yeah, Dreadnoughtus.
Gigant Spinosaurus.
Like the Gigantinos or whatever it's called.
Ninja Delphus.
Ninja Titan?
We're getting to that.
Yeah, we're getting to that one. That's
Xenoposeidon.
Xenoposeidon. Literally the god of water with Xeno in front of it.
It's like a mix between a xenomorph and the god of oceans.
And earthquakes.
Yes, of course, and earthquakes. Shaunhanosaurus.
Huh?
Yeah, exactly. Atrociraptor.
Atrociraptor.
And Bullock Ornus, a.k.a. the demon duck of doom.
Is that its scientific description? Because if it was, that'd be hilarious.
That's its nickname.
Oh my god, that's hilarious. I think the one previous to the one that's currently out right now, well, episode 72, the devil frog. Okay.
Oh yeah, that was, yeah, Beelzebufo, yeah.
Beelzebufo.
See, I record these way in advance, so.
Yeah.
I dropped my mask. I record these way in advance, so.
All I heard was, do you guys have earthquakes here? Because I think Xenoposeidon got loose.
Okay, so here's, all right, these are all the ones I've done on the show that have cool names. And here's another one. Pyroraptor Olympius, a.k.a. the Olympian Fire Thief. Your face, you're like, what? That's so cool!
Also, I think it might draw, if it's like Olympus, then it might draw ties with Prometheus, which actually stole fire to humanity,
and then as punishment, he gets his spleen ripped out ripped out by an eagle every day. It grows back, and then it's back to being ripped out.
That must suck.
Eventually, you just get used to it, surely.
Yeah, like oh god, no! Imagine you just. Eventually, he just gets frostbite there, and he just feels nothing when the eagle comes.
It's like, let the eagle come.
Let the eagle come.
I embrace this.
Have at thee. Have at thee. You shall not pass.
Okay, so
that.
How did this thing get such an awesome name? Well, when it's first uncovered in the mountains of southeastern France, a forest fire had just occurred. So that's how it got pyro from Pyroraptor. And also, ever since Jurassic Park, the suffix raptor has been the standard for newly described species in the dromaeosaur family.
Because everyone loves raptors. Da da da
da da da da. Wow, you should replace John Williams as the composer.
Yeah, you just... Okay, here's the idea. You just get all recorders and just play the original theme.
Exactly like that, too, yes. Yeah. Okay, the Olympias part comes from it being found near Mont Olympe, the mountain at the foot of which it was first fossils were uncovered. Not to be... No relationship to Mount Olympus in Greece.
It's weird. Mount Olympe and Mount Olympus. Also, then, why is it not called... Pyroraptor Olympe, not Pyroraptor Olympus.
I don't know. It just sounds cooler, I guess.
Yep.
Also not to be confused with Olympus Mons, the giant extinct volcano on Mars that's the largest mountain in the solar system. Come to think of it, we seem to be really uncreative with mountain names.
Yeah.
So many Mount Olympuses, Mount Olympi.
Yeah. Like, you know, octopuses? Octopi, Mount Olympi.
Actually, the plural of octopus is octopodes.
Well, actually. Well, okay, fungios. Is that good for you?
Fungios, yes.
Fungios.
Pyroraptor fungios. That sounds just as cool, anyways.
Yeah, Pyroraptor got decomposed by fungus. No one cares about the rest.
All right, so actually, Pyroraptor itself was a fairly standard dromaeosaur with the classic sickle claw on the foot and a prominent feathery covering. It was, however, one of the first dromaeosaurs to be found in Europe, only beaten by Variraptor, described 2 years earlier.
He's a very, very raptor.
Yeah, there are some raptors, and this raptor is the most raptor.
Yeah, there are raptors that are meh raptors, and then there are, this is the most raptor you can get. It's just
very
like,
raptor.
It's very raptor.
Very much a raptor. So raptor.
Much.
Anyways, as paleontologists have realized over the years, dromaeosaurs were everywhere.
Yep.
We've got representatives of the family in North America, Asia, Europe, Africa, South America, and even Antarctica.
Really?
Yeah.
That's dumb. Okay, how did they get there, by the way?
Oh, like, I'll get
you
to that.
You can't just get, like, a Minecraft egg, fly over to Antarctica, spawn, okay, I'll be back in a month. God just got an egg of them.
And just plopped it in various places.
He was just practicing his curveball to when he just
How far can I go? Woo! Oh, there we go.
Like, he throws 300 different dromaeosaur species at every part of the world. No, so, I was just practicing my aim for the meteor that was coming to kill you in like 6,500 years.
And they're like, what? And I'm like, oh, never mind. I didn't say anything. So, the only comet missing is Australia, although a few isolated tooth fossils suggest that they may have been there as well.
I just imagine like a Australian raptor coming over
There
over
is an
Austroraptor,
but it's unrelated, I think.
To Pyroraptor and say, g'day, g'day, wee wee.
And oh, yes, they're saying goodbye and wee to each other.
Like, go wee, go wee.
Anyways, and then Utah Raptor was like...
The Utah Raptor, which ironically was not found in Utah.
Yeah, it was actually found in Utah.
Really?
Yes.
That is very dumb.
No, it makes sense to me.
It makes sense for the name, but that's just the most uncreative name they could possibly get.
Eh. So if they ever were found in Australia, let me check. 1, 2, 5, 7. Yeah, that's all of them. How to get everywhere, you might ask.
How to get everywhere? Just God throw his curveballs.
That's one theory. Okay, some might say, though, Pangea, of course. All the continents were together at one point.
I don't want to talk about Pangea.
Why not? Did Pangea personally offend you?
Pangea offends me because then we could have Wee Wee Raptor next to Gadai Gadai Raptor.
I mean, they'd still be pretty far apart. But...
Yeah, but I just think it's funny, just Australian raptor going on this daily jog, going to get a baguette from the Pyroraptor. Hey, can I get a toasted baguette? Yes, here you go. Thank you.
And then the Velociraptor, if we're going to deal with all the stereotypes, it's from Mongolia, so it really likes that Mongolian throat sing, like, whoa, 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 whoa.
Yeah, that's why they have such weird vocal cues, like,
Anyways, so you were right, if you say Pangea, in Triassic and early Jurassic, all the continents were together, forming the supercontinent called Pangea. One problem, though, dromaeosaurs are so far known exclusively from the Cretaceous. And by that point, Pangea was well in the past, and the continents were beginning to head towards their modern placements. This suggests, and this idea has been mentioned on the show before, that the dromaeosaur lineage goes farther back than we think, possibly as far back as the Middle Jurassic. When the continents were very much closer together. Just this year, in 2021, the species Hesperornithoids was described. And while not a dromaeosaur, it was from a very closely related family called the Troodontids. And it was from the Middle Jurassic.
Wow.
Plus, we found, again, isolated teeth fossils of potential Middle Jurassic dromaeosaurs. Although no body fossils as of yet have been found. Man, it seems the dromaeosaur family really likes to use isolated teeth fossils as a way to tease us.
Yeah, you just see some random god coming down to Earth. Let's see how my creations are doing. I'm just going to take a tooth here and a tooth here, and then
I'm
place them in.
Sprinkle them here like a salt shaker.
Yeah, he just grabs all the dead raptor teeth, puts them into a salt shaker. La di di da, la la di di.
It's like ooh, you want to find evidence of us from Australia, the one continent missing? Have some isolated tooth fossils. Oh, you want evidence of us in the Middle Jurassic to fill out the missing pieces of our history? Have some isolated tooth fossils. Seriously, stop being a tease and give us some body fossils, man.
Yeah, pretty much.
Anyways, all right. Well, that's basically it about Pyroraptor. Let's rate this thing 1 out of 65 million, shall we?
Just because of the name, it gets an easy 30 million.
Oh, wow, that's still pretty low, though. What else does it get?
It gets just... I just imagine it just going over to a baguette store. Wee wee, can I get some toasted bread? and then that immediately pops it up all the way to 50 million.
Just the fact that they have, like, 8 baguettes, even though it was a carnivore.
Yeah, I know. Like, they just stuff some meat into the baguettes. Would you like it raw or toasted? No, I'll toast it myself. Thank you very much. And so that... and also, I just imagine a dinosaur with an accent. So immediately pops it up to, like, 55 million. So I'm going to give it, like, 55 million.
Yeah, I prefer it having an accent over a breathing fire, you know?
No, but... I would love just being able to toast its own food.
That's true, it could do that. Like, you know, French are known for their cooking.
Yes.
If this thing wanted to fill its dreams of being a big-time chef at Gusteau's.
Yes. Ratatouille. Like, yeah, how Ratatouille got his name. He spits on everything. Ratatouille.
And then Anton Ego, when he writes a bad review, the Pyroraptor just eats him. He's like, what do you think about that?
Yeah, like Gordon Ramsay goes over to the place. What are you, an idiot? This looks like it was prepared by a raptor. That really hurts, man. You know what? Let's make you the main course. See how you feel when someone criticizes you.
No!
Could have a little bit more salt.
Okay, so you're giving it at least 50 million here.
Yeah, at least 55 million.
55 million. Got it. I'm going to give it... Yeah, I think it's about the same score. I'm going to give it 55 million. It's a cool raptor, I think. I mean, it's mostly the name, and the fact that it's from Europe, that's pretty cool.
I just imagine wee-wee.
Wee-wee. Yeah. I am a power raptor.
Yeah.
Anyways. This is a power raptor. Anyways. All right, well, that's it for this week. If you want to get a hold of the show, you can contact me at mattsd@methodontcreator.com for any general questions to any of the co-hosts. I can relay all the questions. If you want
to
support
you can to me, actually.
Yes, yes. If you want to know why I brought this kid in here, drug him off the street. No, well,
yeah, you just drug me off the street. Are you my uncle? My dad's up in a bar up the street.
He's totally my uncle. My mom is in Canada.
Yeah, my mom's up in Canada.
All right.
But yes, I am his nephew.
If you want to follow me on social media, you can follow me at Matthew Don Creator on Facebook, at Matthew Don 64 on Twitter, and Matthew Don 64 on Instagram.
You should change it to 60 to 65, so you could be like Matthew Donald 65 million. Or maybe when you reach
64, it worked. I've always liked 64. I don't know why. If you want to hear a multitude of reasons, listen to my other show, The Writ Wit, where two twits talk about writing. It's a writing podcast to do with my friend Matt Seivert, or Matt David, as he goes by in the podcast. Long story.
Okay.
So, I have a book series in Amazon Megazoic available for print and Kindle.
And you're working on a book series called Teslanauts.
Yeah, but
that
one's not about dinosaurs, so it's not as relevant to this.
No,
all right, well, that's it for this week. As we say at the end of every episode of Paleobites, oh, sorry.
Oui.
Have the red tui.
I don't want the red patui.
No, it's a sacre bleu, man.
Sacre bleu. I don't want to talk about a flame raptor from France.
Want to get a chiseled look in the jawline? Sculpt and shape your jawline with added volume from Juvederm Volux XC. Juvederm Volux XC is an injectable gel specifically designed to be robust enough to improve moderate to severe loss of jawline definition. And it is the first and only hyaluronic acid filler approved for the jawline. Add volume to your jawline for a chiseled look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's JUVEDERM.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you. Visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com.